Whenever there's a mass shooting, a debate about gun control follows, and the massacre in Las Vegas is no exception. Nevada has some of the most lenient gun laws in the country. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
On the Vegas Strip, just next door to the Mandalay Bay Casino where the shooting occurred, British tourist Gary Shepherd is struggling, like nearly everyone else, to process what happened.
Whether this will finally change your gun laws, I fancy not, personally.
Early analysis is that Shepherd's hunch is probably right. Just like in many western states with large rural populations, Nevada's gun laws are relatively lax and have proven hard to change. Hunting, owning guns, and shooting is woven tightly into a lot of people's identities. And even in more liberal-leaning Las Vegas, gun tourism is nearly as ubiquitous as gambling and stage shows.
We have a very strong gun culture here in Nevada, especially in rural Nevada and in Mesquite, which is where the shooter was from.
Natalie Hernandez is the gun violence prevention organizer with the group Battle Born Progress. Groups like hers that support stronger gun control won a victory last fall when a ballot measure calling for background checks narrowly passed, largely thanks to support of voters in Las Vegas. But any celebration was short-lived. Nevada's Republican Attorney General ruled the new law is not enforceable because the federal government signaled it would now not help states that have passed more restrictive background checks. But Natalie Hernandez thinks that after this massacre, the conversation on gun control will start to shift, even in Nevada.
I don't think a lot of people are informed or educated on the fact of how easy it is to buy a gun here, and the fact that you can literally carry it almost anywhere.
It's legal in Nevada to openly carry long guns, rifles, and other guns in public places, including bars and restaurants, pretty much anywhere but in schools or courtrooms. Now, some casinos have moved to prohibit them. Nevada also does not ban semi-automatic weapons or large-capacity magazines, as some states do. Police say the gunman in Sunday night's massacre stockpiled 23 guns in his hotel room at the casino. For several decades, Las Vegas and Clark County did have a handgun registration law, but that ended 2 years ago when the conservative state legislature prohibited cities and counties in Nevada from passing local gun ordinances. Ian Bartram is a constitutional law professor at UNLV.
You know, and frankly, it's kind of interesting that, you know, we think of the Wild Wild West, but the Wild Wild West was actually far more restrictive on gun carrying than the modern West is in many places.
For legal experts, the issue of whether tougher gun laws could prevent mass shootings is especially complicated because you're dealing with state laws, federal laws, and a constitutional right to gun ownership. Federal law is still pretty restrictive when it comes to who can own fully automatic weapons, and gun law experts say you have to be licensed to buy parts that convert semi-automatic weapons to automatic ones, like the so-called bump stocks that were reportedly used by Stephen Paddock Sunday night. As law enforcement's investigation continues, people like Gary Shepherd, the British tourist, are left to wonder whether new restrictions would even make a difference.
If you had said, right, we're going to have new gun laws now, there are so many weapons out there. How long before they're out of circulation? It'll still go on for decades.
And so the sharp divide in this country over gun ownership and gun policy in the wake of deadly mass shootings will by all accounts continue, especially in Nevada, where lawsuits are already being threatened against the state over its refusal so far to enforce background checks that the voters already approved. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.